In me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleaned by the word that I've spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, some people looking at our gospel text today would be thinking, well, what is it that I need to prune out of my life? And others might see this as, what do I need to prune out of the church? Or even worse, who do I need to prune out of the church? But as we saw in our reading from Acts, as we heard also in our reading from 1 John, God calls all people to God's self. God does not exclude. What this is telling us instead is to look at who owns the vine and who cares for the vine. Who is the vine? I'm hearing whispers. Who is the vine? Jesus. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and we are the branches. How many of you are gardeners? I got a couple of little hands. And what happens when you are looking at a plant and you see that some of its branches have died? What do? You just leave dead branches on there? Usually you prune them off, right? Cut them off. So that, and if you see some that have just withered and don't look like they're going to grow, what do? You cut them off. And that way the plant has a chance to thrive and produce more. That's what Jesus is making an analogy to today. That he is the vine, we are the branches. And if you are a grower of grapes, or a grower of just about anything, you know that sometimes you have to shape that plant. Sometimes you have to cut aside branches that are producing well. You have to prune them aside so that branches underneath can get light and can get air. And so think of Jesus as the vine, and we're the branches coming from it. We're the branches as individuals. We're the branches also as church. And what he's saying is we need to stay connected to him, to stay connected and to know that there are times when we are going to be pruned. He's telling his disciples at this time that they've already been pruned, and they've been pruned in order that they may bear fruit. Jesus says, if you abide in me, if you hold on tight to me, you will bear fruit. Not you might bear fruit. Not I'll be looking for the fruit, but you will bear fruit. And that's my challenge to you. As you consider this passage during the course of this week, how am I bearing fruit? How is this church bearing fruit? How have we been pruned in such a way that now we can produce as we could not do so before? How have we produced in the past? How will we produce in the future, all to the glory of God? I said I'd keep this short because I want those who are interested in going over to the Methodist Church for their service at 10 o'clock to go there. So I will introduce to you a new song. It's one that I know, but you probably don't. And you should have received at the back a song sheet. If you don't have one, let me know. No one's admitting. You're the only one admitting to not having one. You can pass that down to anyone else who might. Okay, at the back. So you'll see, this is called I Am the Vine, and it is based on our reading for today. I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain in me, you shall be fruitful. Love for the world, hope for the hopeless. And the verse is, if you love, then you must root yourself in me, for the branch will fail and die without the tree. And the other, if you give, then you must give yourself to me, for the well will soon run dry without the sea. Julie, can you play that one time through before we sing it?
Sing.